split back. Sean gets it going left. He gets outside. Touchdown, Seahawks. And hand number 37, the record, Sean Alexander with 28 touchdowns this season. He's not done yet, but his name goes into the NFL record books. Congratulations, Sean.
That's Sean Alexander during his magic year. He was the MVP and led his team to the Super Bowl. And it turns out he wasn't just a great football player. He loves the game of chess. We're digging into our archives this hour. I interviewed Sean the year after he won his MVP award.
I think the biggest thing was the feel of it. Like, I started to think down the road. And, like, I noticed, like, well, wait a minute. Like, and I started making everything almost like the chessboard, like how I play the football game. Well, if I take two steps this way, I can get the safety to move here. I can get the linebacker to move here. I can come back here, and it's going to work, you know. With family, okay, if I make this decision with my wife, then the kids will act like this, and we'll move like this, and this would be success. I like that chess set a good thinking pattern for life.
So there really are some similarities, I guess, between chess and football. I mean, it really is about conquering the opposition, and it has to do with, there was a lot of strategy involved in moving around all the different pieces on the playing field.
Totally. Like, when people get with me and they're like, gosh, you know, you look like you just set up every running play that you have on a football field. And I'm like, yeah, you know, they're 100% correct. Everything I do is to set up something for later on in the game.
Well, do you think chess actually helps you as a running back in the NFL?
I think so. I think it just helped me in a way of thinking because, you know, I was only 14 years old when I first started understanding the strategy of the game. So it started making me understand that there's a thought process. There's a reaction to every action. There's things that you can do to move other things to what you want to accomplish. So, you know, for life, for football, definitely, you know, talent, of course, helps, but it definitely went well for me, you know, playing chess, you know, at that age for those couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that Kansas City Chiefs running back Priest Holmes, whose touchdown record you broke last year, is also a chess player. Have you ever played him?
No, I haven't played against none of the running backs except some of the Seahawks. You know, it's really funny because in the running back world, there's a handful of us that play chess.
And a lot of great players. I mean, I've heard Jim Brown and Barry Sanders and Curtis Martin all play chess.
Yep, Jim, Curtis, Barry, Priest, me. Yeah, it is wild, but there's something that, and it's funny because we're the running backs, you know. So, like, there's a thought process that goes into our game. Like, you know, it's like Muhammad Ali for boxing. He used to always say, you know, he loved playing against those guys that would just come in and just throwing punches all wild, because after a while, physically, they wouldn't be able to hold up, you know, so he was like the smart boxer. Well, if you look at the best football players, we play the game and we're physically gifted, but there's something mentally that we have this advantage over just about most defenses that we play against. It's because we've thought out the process that no matter how strong or how fast you are, if you move here, we can move here and we'll win.
That's Sean Alexander, the NFL's most valuable player in 2005. He's now retired, but he still plays chess, and through the nonprofit group America's Foundation for Chess, Alexander sponsors in-school chess programs for inner-city elementary schools. Now, speaking of kids, we have another piece from our archives. Here are some students from Mrs. Mintzberg's fourth-grade class at Randall Elementary School, just down the street from us in Madison. They're reading the poem, The King.
I am the king of chess, the most important piece of all. I have a cross atop my crown that makes me extra tall.
Being the king is fun, and being the king is grand, because all the other pieces are at my command.
I'll send a knight out galloping, or a rook along a file, or a bishop down a diagonal to stay for a little while.
So I move the pieces all around.
And I really think it's fair.
Because I am a grand old king,
but I only move one square.